relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's an ontological, it's an epistemological question. Can you talk about serious things with fun music playing in the background? Well, if you're watching on YouTube, it doesn't matter because they're fascists and you can't listen to the music. To everybody else, hey, it's my show, it's Friday. Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Can I tease it again? We are on the cusp. We are on the cusp! I've got the latest photographs of releasing something with Carr Arms that is going to be a game changer. I'm so excited. That's all I can say. But it's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. In the meantime, check out their amazing website, kahr.com. That's Carr Firearms, kahr.com. Amazing US-made firearms. I carry a Carr 9mm, and soon I'm going to have a 45, but I can't say any more than that. All right, let's go to your calls. It may be segment A, but that's okay, because it's Friday and it's America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Okay, Lenny, on the topic of reparations, Oklahoma, line 5. Welcome, Lenny.
Thank you, sir.
Hey.
I was just calling in response to a caller a few calls back.
Yes.
If I may.
Yeah.
So, my family, you know, my father's full-blood American Indian.
Which tribe?
I'm obviously half. Kiowa. Yeah, there's so many tribes out there. You only hear about a few, you know, the Big Plains Indians. Anyway, about the whole reparations thing, one, he's kind of mistaken. The Native Americans weren't paid reparations, like, monetarily. What we got was crappy land and crappy areas.
Right, you didn't get reparations. You know what I mean? You got reservations, right?
Exactly. And on that, with that, to add, if I could add to that, what we did is we took something crappy and made something useful for ourselves, i.e. the casinos and all this other stuff. We just found something bad and made it work for us. And instead of asking the government for a bunch of handouts, we did it ourselves. And today, why should people of today who weren't around for all the mistakes of our ancestors, both, you know, white, black, American Indian, whatever, there's no reason that this generation needs to be paying others of this generation, which none of us suffered from any of the real bad things that happened, you know, 100, 150, 85 years ago. It's absurd.
And I think, but and doesn't it also, if I were a Native American, if I were an ethnic minority that wanted reparations, I would see my demand for a handout from the majority as reinforcing my lesser status, Lenny.
Correct. You're saying I'm not as good as you.
Right.
I can't do what you can do.
Right. No. I'm the poor cousin. Help me out. Well, you're still going to be the poor cousin.
Right. They need to get a little bit of pride.
Right.
Real pride. Not the fake pride. The get up on your own, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I know left doesn't like that phrase.
AOC says it's physically impossible. AOC is such a genius, he said. And that pulling your thing up by your bootstraps, you can't actually do that because you can't pick yourself up by your bootstraps. That's how sharp she's. Lenny, superb call. Stay on the line. Let's give Lenny a signed copy of The War for America's Soul because he's right. Why would you want to reinforce your lesser status or perceived lesser status? Why would you want to, again, reinforce the idea of dependency, stand up for yourself, make your own fortune? Because really, whatever your skin color, that's the American way. If you want a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, Defeating Jihad, or Why We Fight, go to our store, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Let's go to waiting very, very patiently. Chuck in California, line 3. Chuck, welcome and thanks for waiting.
Thank you. Sebastian, I listen to you every day and other conservative stations, and I only hear you complain about the left. Why don't we start doing something like have a tax revolt? That's the only way this government is going to be brought down. It cannot.
What does that mean? What do you mean by
it? Our compromised. We have to bring this government down.
Stop. If you listen to me every single day, you won't say what you just said. I don't complain every single day. I give very concrete advice, especially at the end of the show, about what you can do differently. Describe to me, what is a tax revolt for Chuck from California?
Nobody pays taxes. Simple as that. Yet people don't pay your taxes. No taxation without representation. We haven't been represented in years. And that's the only way we're going to bring the government down. And that's what has to be done.
And when people are arrested?
They can't put us all in jail. That's why we need someone like you to create a hub so that we can make hundreds of thousands, millions of people do it. Then they'll have to stop doing it.
And you think millions
of people...
You think millions of people are going to risk incarceration?
If you get behind it and we are a united group, we will. Look, how do you think the left has gotten to where they got? Because they're organized, and we are not organized. But you have a bully pulpit. You have a chance to organize us.
Yeah, but they are organized. You're absolutely right. They are organized for political action. They don't defy federal law in tens of millions. And the idea that we're going to win by defying federal law. Look, I'm serious. I listen to my listeners. I'm going to ruminate on what you said. But the idea that we trigger a mass felony across the nation, I'm not sure that's the wisest first step. I want to ask if you're, have you volunteered for the local GOP? Because half of the positions are empty, Chuck.
Have I volunteered for it? I've given money to it.
No. Have you actually worked in the local GOP?
No.
So instead of volunteering to help the GOP, you want to break the law as the first step?
Yes.
I think that's illogical.
Look at what Biden, you're talking about.
Chuck, you have a habit of... I'll just say this. When more than 50% of all local party positions in the GOP are unfilled, it's sheer insanity to say we should have tens of millions of felonious resistance movements. It's wrong. You should have volunteered first. Before you say, let's break the law, why aren't you doing something politically? And I don't mean signing a check. We lose because half of our positions are unfilled. I don't mean the tough ones, like local precinct captain. I mean all the way down the ladder. They're not filled. So why don't we start there? Get back to me when you volunteered for something, Chuck, and then we'll talk about whether or not we should have an illegal resistance movement. Okay, great calls. Let's go to Stanley, Los Angeles, line 2. Welcome, Stanley.
Hi, Sebastian. The reason I'm calling, I'm wondering why the anti-Semitism, the Boulder shooter, has not been brought out. You know, if you go online and look at Jewish Boulder, Colorado, what pops up is King's Super Soup as a place where they serve kosher food and the only one in the Boulder. And I wonder why...
Stanley, it's not the anti-Semitism of the shooting. It's not the fact that that store sold kosher products. Stanley, the whole story has disappeared in the last 2 days. It's been deep-sixed because he's a Muslim.
I understand. And he was, and they're using the cover now that he was mentally ill. That's the cover you use. The guy killed Kahani and the Washington, they're always mentally ill, what they're doing. Rather than looking, this is a jihadist who may have been trained in Syria, comes to the United States, wants to find Jewish people. He looks up on the internet, and in Boulder he finds the first thing that pops out is King Subaru's. And no one's ever talking about that. I understand it's disappeared. And maybe that's one of the reasons it's disappeared, is that this is an anti-Semitic act, and no Jewish organization even wants to speak up.
Stanley, it's not just anti-Semitic. It's anti-American. It's anti-Trump. It's anti-Christian. Read the accounts being deleted, but I posted them. I have the tweets of his father. He railed against President Trump. He railed against Israel. He railed against Christians. The Syrian refugees came here, and as soon as the name went from Ahmad Alissa with a Y to Ahmad Ali Aliwi Al-Issa, it disappeared. It's as if those 10 people who were murdered hadn't been shot. The whole story was memory-holed. It was deep-sixed. Why? Because it didn't comport with the narrative. It wasn't white supremacy. It just was a mental health issue. Thank you, Stanley. Great calls. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the Refactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel. Next, Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Welcome back, dear friends. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. Check them out, U.S.-made handguns. I carry a 9mm car, KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We are back. It's Friday. It's National Security Foreign Policy with the Vice President of the Redoubtable Heritage Foundation. Joined today, heritage.org, James Carafano. J.J. Carafano. Final on Twitter. Welcome back.
Nothing to see here. It's just a Friday. The world's fine.
Everything's fine. Every hunky dory.
Just great.
Yeah. Okay. End of segment. Let's roll some commercials.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. I'll be here all week.
No, seriously. Other than an out of control border, you know, Iran trying to assassinate American generals, you know, China dissing the United States, of North Korea firing missiles into the ocean. Get some popcorn. Sit back.
That's why he says casual t-shirt, no jacket, no tie. He's taking the day off because the world is so calm. It's so calm. All right, before we get serious, we've been working all night. Shad didn't sleep. He didn't sleep because he was been editing. We are doing a little quiz for Mr. J.J. Carafano.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, how does it get teed up, please?
So I discovered this random tape. I don't know where. I just found it on the street. It was somewhere in Brooklyn, D.C. or something. I found this tape, and I started listening to it. I recognized this voice, and I want to play a little quiz with you, if that's okay. I know you've worn a lot of hats. Is Music Fan one of those hats?
Today it is.
Today, at the very least. All right, so
he looks very worried. Jim looks very worried.
The game is, which member of Joe Biden's national security team is this musician? There's a lot of chances. There's a lot of potential.
Wait. No, okay. Just wait. Go.
All right. Here's the tape.
I took a look around, nothing to see, but then I finally found somebody like me. I wanted to tell ya, but I was so afraid, yeah. You
said you like me fine, but not in that way. Or was it
make it
such
stop.
A crime?
No, you worked all night for this. We're going to make you listen to the whole thing.
Patience is a walking around with you. Trying hard, a hard not to hold you.
It's not Tom Petty, I know
patience
that.
Patience is a talking till I'm
is it Pete Buttigieg? No. Is it Rose Lee, the telephone operator? No.
So
is it Sarge? No. Is it Henry,
think.
The mild-mannered janitor? No.
There's more?
Yes. This is the one he found in the deep, deep vault.
This is
it's all the same
this
guy.
This is the Bee Gees face. This is the Bee Gees face. Oh my God.
What?
Oh no.
Woman's always on my mind.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that was an. I must say, it is an eclectic mix of musical styles, and you know, Taylor Swift usually doesn't come across to me like that, but I thought she was terrific. I can see why. I can see why Britney Spears is in receivership.
Military and technological power to seriously challenge the stable and open international system.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
So
who is this?
Blinken?
Yes!
Really?
You didn't know that?
Oh my God.
That was... Ta-da! What's the prize? You didn't even tell me. What's the prize, Chad?
Oh, jeez, I didn't get that far.
What do we got? You know, bottle of water, coffee, bad coffee?
You know,
what is it?
To be honest, this is where you normally would say, oh my God, stick with the day job, but... I don't know if I want to say that.
Right.
Because I'm not sure the day
so
job's
for,
going all
for
that
those
well.
Of you who do not live in our peculiar world, what Chad did after Jen, our lovely warrior princess in California, informed me live on air yesterday. Have you not heard Tony Blinken is a verified Spotify artiste? And he's got albums and so- I thought she was pulling my leg. Chad found the music, played it on air, and then he spent all night making that. I'm not going to get you to comment. I'm going to go to my old boss. Let's hear him. He was on Fox last night. Video cut five. Play cut five.
Did the Chinese ever lecture you or your people about America's racism problem?
We never had anything like that happen. That was an embarrassment. That was an absolute embarrassment to our country. I could not believe it. I couldn't believe the meeting, even the location, so many different elements of what took place when they started and they went on and on and on. You know, they were supposed to have a very short period of time. They went on and it was terrible. We should have walked out. Nobody ever talked to my group that way. Nobody ever talked to me that way. I can tell you that.
So, Jim, without politics, from the Alaska summit to yesterday's presser, how do our adversaries feel today?
Well, look, you know me, and I always said this on the when Trump, look at actions, not words,
yes.
because these guys respond to what you actually do. And let's be fair. I mean, let's talk about Asia, because that's what that whole conference was supposed to be about. This administration has actually been pretty good. South China Sea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Uyghurs, the Quad, this U.S., Australia, Japan, India relationship, where they've reaffirmed existing U.S. policy in the region. This is actually the analysis that people need to be focusing on. This administration, where they've actually, rhetoric aside, forget what the Chinese say, where this administration, and the reason why the Chinese are teed at these guys is because they're actually doing stuff. And where they stay closest to Trump's policies, they're actually doing okay. The further they drift from Trump's policies, the more problems they have. So compare the way our allies in the Indo-Pacific right now are relatively saying, oh, good, you know, it's kind of business as usual. But then look at the border.
The Middle East.
The Middle East. They're just self-imposed wounds. So it is the great irony here is that whether they call it Trump's policies or not, or whether they stick to the rhetoric or not, where they actually follow the lead of the last administration and do things that are practical, they're actually doing not bad. And where they've kind of said, well, we're just gonna do our own thing, they just screw up right and left.
And can you tell, Jim, that when they do that, when they move away from what was on the table, what they inherited, are they doing that because of a different strategic analysis, or is it ideological? Can you tell?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of we have to do what our progressive mindset is, even if it's not practical, and what our people want, and a combination of we need to do the Obama things because the Obama things were better. Even this is really interesting. Biden even reacts to crisis the way Obama did.
Which is how described.
So if you think about, first of all, deny it's a crisis.
Yes.
And try to ignore it and just hope it goes
away. Play the label game.
And hope it goes away. And then when all else, then when people, then address the crisis, when people get all excited about it and you're starting to pay for it, and then just appoint a czar, distract them like a bright, shiny object and hope the thing goes away. This is exactly the way Obama dealt with Ebola. The Biden response to the border security is almost a carbon copy of the same thing.
It's like when you drive a lemon, you don't want to admit it's a lemon. You buy another tub of Bondo, put some Bondo on and paint it and think everything's fine. We're going to continue with Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. Join today, heritage.org. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
This has been a rough week, I think, for a lot of us. And I will say that, I mean, I said this to a group I was speaking with recently. Thank God for a free and independent press. You know, all these folks being down in Texas and here in California and at the border and giving the American public a close-up look at what's really happening as opposed to the rhetoric coming out of this administration. But when you see what's happening, it is heartbreaking. I love my country. And this is not reflective of who we are.
Thank God for the press, quote unquote, from Senator Kamala Harris 3 years ago saying, it's so good to see what's happening on the border. Well, now it's a little different now that she's vice president. And we were discussing it in the break with my good friend Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. You were saying it's an interesting phenomenon how policy in the last few weeks or days has changed. Why has it changed?
Well, you know, they went from it's not a crisis. It's a crisis, but it's all Trump's fault. And, you know, President, we have to appoint Vice President Harris to fix all this. It's like, whoa, that changed fast. I give a lot of credit on this to the folks that have relentlessly been drawing attention to this issue, because despite there was plenty of press at the border when it was Trump they were going after.
Yes.
But now that it's Biden, They ban the press in the world. They don't let them take pictures. The reporters can't accompany them. They've tried to put the lid on the entire issue. And you've had folks like, you know, Tom Homan, our good friend. And
Mark Morgan.
And folks that work with Heritage, Mark Morgan, Ken Cuccinelli, Chad Wolf. And they have been hammering this issue and not letting go. And then what happened? At some point, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, they started covering the issue, and that's when the administration...
That's what they couldn't ignore.
Right. They could not ignore it, and that's when the administration said,
oh my God, it's a crisis. Not a crisis because they're streaming across the border. Not a crisis because the cartels are making millions. Not a crisis because we're importing COVID every day. It's a crisis because people realize that it's a crisis. And now we have to pay attention to it. And let's be really clear. Their idea of fixing the crisis is sending as much resources to the border as quickly as they can so they can have orderly illegal immigration.
Yes.
That's the fix.
So this is when I realized last week, when they inherited a broken system, right, meant that illegal immigrants couldn't come in and disappear. That's why it was broken.
Yes, if we had a normal system, illegal immigrants, they would come in like a conveyor belt and we wouldn't be bothering them.
So right now we're watching the GOP senators are down there, Lindsey Graham, Cotton, and Cruz. Is this going to make any difference?
Well, look, I just want to remind people on what's going on. $14 million a day to the cartels. All that money goes to China, buys precursors, fentanyl, comes back, floods your communities with opioids. Hundreds, 2 million people will be in this country at the end of the year, all competing with you for jobs, while unemployment is at 6%. COVID is coming up to 50% people are COVID positive. As you know, you can't hug grandma, and your community has to still be like that, and we have to worry about mutant strains, and they're literally importing COVID every day. If all those things to get, not to mention what it's costing you, the American taxpayer. On day one, Biden said no border wall. If that to shut down what they're doing, the termination costs, because you got to pay people for the concrete and stuff, $2 to $3 billion. Yeah. So they're spending $3 billion to do nothing on the border. Right. Not to mention they're spending $1 billion on hotel rooms and who knows how much on other things. Look, it's not going to add up to the COVID debacle of the bill with $1.5 trillion, and it's not going to be $3 trillion.
But hang on, Jim.
But it's not a non-trivial number.
But the infection rates, that could be a game changer.
Well, that could be percentages of GDP and states relocking down again because they are sending these
people sending them everywhere,
all over the country, right? Red states, blue states, and it's not just the numbers. Because potentially they're bringing in the new strains, right? And these may or may not be things that the vaccines can handle. It's the most irresponsible party of policy of any administration in modern history. No other country in the world is doing this. No country in the world today has an open border immigration policy like the United States.
Yeah.
Nobody. So how can that be right? How can everybody else in the world be wrong and we're right? And the other thing I'll say is look at what happened when Europe had an immigration flood. They stopped it. How did they stop it? They basically parroted Trump's policies. When Obama had a surge at the border, what did he do? He did things that were more like Trump.
I think that's your next article. If you don't write it, I will.
It should be in Fox tomorrow.
No other nation has an open border policy. So how can it be right? Follow him, J.J. Carafano, Preventing World War III, one tweet at a time, and join the Heritage Foundation today, heritage.org. Thank you, Jim. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't listen to me. Listen to the tens of thousands of Americans who are getting their lives back every single day, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free like Relief Factor. Find out today if it could work for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of other Americans by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? You know it makes sense. Don't put it off any longer. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Your calls and special guests here on America First.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Carl Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor and check out their incredible U.S.-made firearms. I carry a 9mm car. Go to KAHR.com. You won't regret it. KAHR.com, the home of, well, cool things as well, like the Desert Eagle and the semi-automatic version of the historic Thompson. KAHR.com. Check them out today. Very, very excited. We have a new guest coming up right now in studio. But first, we are just days away from closing our Food for the Poor campaign. We can't close the border. We can't help our Customs and Border Protection officers who are being stood down by the Biden administration. But you can make a difference if these children that are suffering are helped by us, then they won't be handed over to the smugglers and the coyotes. Food for the Poor is on the ground in the hemisphere, feeding a million hungry mouths every single day. You have already raised more than $30,000. If you can just donate once $37, you're going to feed one of these hungry children on the brink of starvation for 6 months. That's an incredible, godly thing to do. $111 feeds three children for 6 months. Save a life today. Whatever you can donate, please, please support the amazing people at Food for the Poor. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner right at the top of the page, or call Food for the Poor directly on 855-330-4673. That number again, 855-330-HOPE, or just go to our webpage, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. God bless all of you who already have done so and who will. We have somebody who represents an organization I wasn't too familiar with, but I've heard great things about it from our other regular guests like John Patton from the Gun Collective and Mac at Tim at the Military Arms Channel. It's Gun Owners of America, founded back in 1975, fighting for our Second Amendment rights with some amazing successes against the FCC and even the United Nations. And we have in studio their Director of Federal Affairs. Sounds like a very, well, what a title. Director of Federal Affairs, Aidan Johnston. Welcome to America First.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Thanks for having me.
So for those who aren't familiar with the organization, say a little bit more about your mission and who Gun Owners of America are.
Sure. So Gun Owners of America represents 2 million members and supporters who around the country. We're the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington, D.C. No-compromise means shall not be infringed, right? No gun control whatsoever, period.
Okay, and tell us what you've succeeded in. Let's start with this. I've seen your bio. I love the last line. Never seen this before. Aidan is a former bump stock owner. That's a very interesting tagline to have in there. Don't we have some very interesting news out of the Ninth Circuit with regards to bump stocks?
We absolutely do. That's our latest big news. Yesterday, we got it back from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that we won our preliminary injunction against the ATF and the Department of Justice and their ban on bump stocks. So
For those who aren't familiar, this is a device, very, you know, simple device that allows you to shoot not in a fully automatic fashion, but allows you to use the trigger in a way that uses the recoil of the weapon to actuate it. They were banned under the Trump administration by fiat. What does this victory mean? Is this a victory, or is this just one battle in the fight?
This is two really critical victories for the conservative movement. The first victory is, of course, the Second Amendment issue at hand, right? The ATF banned bump stocks, saying that this piece of plastic was a machine gun, when in fact a piece of plastic can't shoot bullets. It actually only helps you bounce a semi-automatic firearm and hit the trigger into your finger.
It, exactly.
And so, you know, say you have a 30-round magazine, you bounce it 30 times into your finger into the trigger 30 times, shoot 30 bullets. Whereas with a fully automatic firearm, you pull the trigger once, and it will shoot all 30 rounds out of it.
Right.
So that's the difference. And the ATF just decided that they were going to reinterpret the definition. And so they took the word single function of the trigger, and they said that the constant pressure and the way you hold the bump stock constitutes one single function of the trigger, and an automatic function.
Wow.
Right? And so this is absolute nonsense. It's clearly, if you watch anyone shooting it, you know, you're the trigger, this little piece that comes down from the receiver, is moving 30 times, right, for a 30-round magazine.
Well, you can bump fire a semi-automatic weapon without a bump stock.
Right, absolutely. You can use your pocket. You can do all sorts of things to make a semi-automatic firearm function, shoot that fast, I would say.
So tell us about the legal significance of this decision from the appeals court.
So what the court said was that that bump stocks are not machine guns, and it remanded the case down to the lower court and ordered them to issue us our temporary injunction. So now we have to go down to the lower court and argue what the scope of the injunction was. That's the next step here. But this is a really critical ruling there. The other essential piece, and this is a broader victory for the conservative movement, is our win on Chevron doctrine. Now, Chevron doctrine is a court-made doctrine. It's very complicated, and I don't have time to get into the entirety of it here. But it basically says that if an agency wants to make a rule, they don't have to have the best interpretation or the best definition of something. They only have to have a reasonable interpretation of something. And so what the courts did was when the ATF said this is a machine gun, the court said this is a reasonable interpretation, although not the best interpretation, and therefore they didn't give us our injunction, and that is what criminalized hundreds of thousands of Americans with the stroke of a pen. And so that had broader implications than for simply bump stocks, right? This has implications for what government agencies can do to redefine things and criminalize gun owners, right? And so because an AR-15, or other firearm parts can fire in this same manner, it's very dangerous, and it could eventually lead to the banning of an AR-15 as a machine gun without the passage of a new law.
He's Aidan Johnston. Follow him right now at Real Gun Lobbyist. It's Gun Owners of America, which is gunowners.org. We've got literally 10 seconds left. Is this victory of Gun Owners of America, could this potentially lead to a complete nullification of that bump stock ban?
Absolutely. That is on the table. And, we're going to keep fighting until we've restored every last Second Amendment right that's been infringed on.
Wow. They will never stop fighting for the Second Amendment. No compromise. I think there was a gun manufacturer who used that tagline in the 1980s. I think it was Heckler & Koch. Check out gunowners.org. Join them today. Thank you so much, Aidan, for coming in studio. It is a civil right, and it is the civil right that makes all the others possible. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? If that is the case, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country right now, me included. Just listen to some of the amazing testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself today. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Scott Walker is the man who knows how to fight and win. He proved that as governor of Wisconsin. No matter what the left threw at him, he stood firm and won the day. And he's now the new president of the Young Americas Foundation, and Governor Walker is launching his long game, a bold plan for winning the battle in the culture war. Governor Walker's new playbook, The Long Game, provides the tools needed to defend freedom today and for generations to come, so that our children, too, may live as free people. Go to day for your free copy, yaf.org/longgame. That's yaf.org/longgame. yaf.org/longgame. Back to your calls. Jerry in New Jersey, line 5. Thank you for holding, Jerry.
Well, it's been a long time, so I'll make it quick because we're running out of time. I'm going to give you several facts. Number one, the party in power was the first party. They were born in segregation. They were born in hatred. And they're still hating people. That's number one.
Yes.
And the second fact, what's going on with our police and military? We're spending money giving housing to illegals. That money should be spent to the people who, A, lost their business, and, B, our military and police.
Mm-hmm.
And the heck with everything else.
There's a lot of people who are hurting, absolutely, but they still want to defund the police, Jerry, and it's very, very dangerous.
It scares the living hell out of me. I have five grandchildren.
I thought you wanted to also discuss H.R. 1.
Oh, and H.R. 1, that's a disaster also, because that will give us the equivalent of a communist society. We'll have a complete dictatorship. And it's an absolute disgrace that people like Sinema and Manchin, who are two Democrats from conservative states, are so weak, not so knock-kneed and weak. And it scares the living hell out of me if both of them surrender.
H.R. 1 would create the conditions for a one-party state. It would make it possible to have everything that happened in November be carved into stone and become federal regulations. If you haven't commented on it on social media, if you haven't reached out to your representative, especially not just your senator and your congressman, but also your state representatives, because that's the last defense. The U.S. Constitution is unequivocal. It is utterly, utterly clear. Our elections and how they are run are in the purview and the mandate of our state houses. And they need to stand up for that. Thank you so much, Jerry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls and special guests. The number here, it's Friday. Ask Dr. G anything. And Second Amendment Friday, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Or you can text us on our patreonmobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.